This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me is Alan Minskoff. He's a contributor to Audiophile. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I am fine.
I'm glad to hear it. So tell me, what do you have in store for us?
This is going to be a very interesting and packed week. We have two novels, one by a brand new writer and another by a writer of fame and longevity. And we have a book of short stories, and we're ending the week with two nonfiction books.
Okay. And so we're starting with a novel. Which one?
We are going to start this week with Revival Season, which is a debut novel and audiobook from Monica West, read by Jonice Abbott-Pratt. And Abbott Pratt is an experienced and excellent narrator, and she inhabits the voice of a 15-year-old girl who is the protagonist of this remarkable audiobook that is set in the South and is the story, a uniquely American on-the-road story, of a revival preacher and things that he has done in the past that come to light in the present.
Well, Jonice Abbott-Pratt is a fabulous narrator. She narrated Legendborn, which I think Emily talked about, which she just loved. It's a wonderful, wonderful audiobook. And one of my favorite book stories, The Office of Historical Corrections. She is so good. And the way she just can inhabit a character. And she has a youthful voice, so she's great for younger characters, but she gives them such depth.
And she really takes on this character of Miriam, who is the daughter of this faith healer preacher who travels and goes to revival meetings. And there's a wonderful twist in this story where she herself develops the gift while her dad diminishes. So it's a very well-plotted and fascinating, compelling listen. It's really a fine audiobook because you get inside of her head and you also hear other people, and there's that tension and power of the revival meeting as a setting itself.
Yeah, and it's so, revival meetings are really fascinating. This whole, you know, it's an evangelical story because they take to the road once a year to go out and preach the word. It's really something. And to put a novel in the heart of this, I think is really interesting.
And I think it's extremely well written, even though it's clearly an African-American story. That's not what it's about. It's a father and daughter story, and it's a story about faith and when things go wrong, how you adapt and react to them.
Well, why don't we hear a little now? Do you need to set this up?
This is really at the very beginning.
Okay. This is Revival Season by Monica West, read by Jonice Abbott-Pratt.
I wondered if a small part of Papa believed what those people said, especially after what happened at last year's revival. But I pushed the doubts out of my mind. Doubt was a sin.
Back to the Van Hortons, Papa urged.
I savored the last sip of my soda and stilled the jitters in my limbs as I took my half-eaten lunch to the trash. Each rotation of the tires brought us closer to Americus, and the promise of what this revival season might have in store came into focus as we slid beneath the mournful weeping willows of Louisiana.
She's such a talented narrator.
Don't you feel like she's just a 15-year-old girl?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's a remarkable talent to do that. And this is a story where patriarchy is seen at its worst. An abusive man in a position of power, and he's a former boxer. And the moment you learn that about him, it's sort of like Chekhov's gun. You know something's going to happen later.
Yeah.
You know, the Chekhov rifle that if you see it in the first scene, it's going to go off before the play is over. Well, you learn he's a boxer, and you say to yourself, uh-oh. And it does come true. Ugh. He's violent.
What's the feeling that you walk away with at the end of the book?
I think she does something very intriguing at the end of the book. She doesn't leave you with one set notion. The end of the book is a little bit ambiguous, and I think it's better for that.
Oh, good.
She lets you decide. It's a satisfying story, but she doesn't say, well, and here's what happens. This is the end. You have it all, but she doesn't give you that last moment full stop. She lets the story go through your mind, and you have to think about what may or may not happen.
And you get to sit with it, which I like. I like that a lot. Okay, that is Revival Season by Monica West, read by the wonderful Jonice Abbott-Pratt. Alan, you're off to a great beginning. I can't wait to see what you have for us tomorrow.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind, featuring dramatized adaptations of comics like Archie, Dark Horse, Vault, Dynamite, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.